This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I agree with President Trump. He says that Scott Pruitt will go on to have a wonderful life after EPA. That is exactly what I've been saying. Scott has carried so much water for the petroleum industry, setting them up to regulate themselves through EPA, that they will make Pruitt a very wealthy man now that he has left office. There may be a few rules that he has to wait a little while after leaving government before they can lavish rewards on him, but Pruitt will not have to worry about getting his wife a job anymore. He will get seats on oil company boards along with stock options, fly first class, and the whole nine yards, as they line his pockets to reward him for all the good he did them as head of EPA. Imagine what Exxon will pay him to make a speech. Pruitt was a mercenary for the petroleum industry, and he did one heck of a job. Trump let him, even encouraged him, to implement an extreme agenda. Pruitt is now gone, and Chuck Grassley is still there. There's a lesson in that. Scott Pruitt lied to Chuck and Joni, serving as the weasel in the RFS henhouse. I've accurately called him an SOB, saboteur of biofuel. He got his mentor, Carl Icahn, his RIN waivers, and never did approve the E15 vapor waiver, as promised. Trump was sad to see him go. Not too many people will take hits for Trump the way that Scott did, pushing the agenda, covering up for who was really responsible for the attacks on the RFS. I'm sure that Trump laments having to cut him loose over his many ethical lapses. The summer fuel rules began June 1st. Also, as I warned, they would delay the E15 vapor waiver until it was of little use this season. Trump promised the waiver May 8th, and Pruitt sat on it. The American Petroleum Institute must be laughing in their beer over that one. They employed the ethanol industry for fools, starting with the Branstads. They got Terry out of the country and out of the way. The EPA number two, Andrew Wheeler, will take over as acting EPA administrator. Normally, I would be concerned that Trump will replace Pruitt with someone even worse. But in this instance, that would seem impossible. Wheeler has been working as a coal industry lobbyist and still will be now inside EPA. I would not assume that the RFS is any safer with Pruitt gone, but it is no more danger either. My bet is that they'll wait until this summer season is over and then approve the E15 vapor waiver so they can use it as a vote-getter in the midterm election. Midnight came and went Friday morning without any intervention to stop the $34 billion in tariffs on Chinese products, which are now enforced. In a couple of weeks, there will be another $16 billion levied as they go through the process. Beijing issued a statement lamenting the trade war, making it clear from their perspective that they did not start it. They were responding in kind. There was reportedly a last cargo of U.S. soybeans that reached port at 5 p.m. Thursday with just enough time to clear customs. Donald says that the trade war has been one-sided for 20 years. President Trump is now talking about another $200 billion in tariffs on China. It will take until late fall to put them through the process, so there would be plenty of time to talk before they were implemented. Anyone who thinks that they would not be implemented is living in the past. In a comparative battle of stock markets, ours is winning. From a historical perspective, it is the biggest application of tariffs since Smoot-Hawley in 1930. The European Union also retaliated for steel and aluminum tariffs, and the U.S. Trade Representative are reportedly working on the legal process to put a tariff on European Union auto imports. Japan has heeded Trump's demand not to retaliate for the U.S. tariffs. Donald is in the process of resetting U.S. trade relations with the rest of the world. Are we to the point yet where traders have sold the rumor of tariffs and will buy the fact? I hope so. Optimists believe the reason will prevail. I'm not in that camp. There's no assurance that the trade war ends here. Trump essentially ordered our trade partners not to respond to steel and aluminum tariffs, and as noted, only Japan complied. I find it hard to believe that he has delivered enough pain yet to pressure our trade partners to get the deals he wants, including NAFTA. I find it hard to believe that when he orders them not to respond to our tariffs, and they do, that he will not respond with even greater fury. He believes that the U.S. has the power to break them, and so do I. Are the world trading partners ready to dig out of the hole that they are sinking into or grind in deeper? I think that Trump cares only about winning, and for that he will do whatever it takes. He's got to buckle them to his will, and China will not buckle, being as strong-willed as Trump. I fear that Trump has underestimated the degree of collateral damage that his hardline trade war stance will have on many economic sectors, including agriculture. I do not think that he cares, as global supply chains are less important in an America First world. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.